President Obama is on his way back to the United States. He has finished 2 days in Paris at the start of international climate negotiations.
I'm optimistic. I think we're going to solve it. I think the issue is just going to be the pace and how much damage is done before we are able to fully apply the brakes.
The president talking a short time ago about climate change at a news conference in Paris. NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith has been listening in. She's in our studios. Tamara, good morning.
Good morning.
Why would the president be optimistic?
Well, he pointed to the 180 countries who showed up in Paris with ambitious targets already set for reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Now, we should say that all of those pledges added up would not actually reduce the global warming by or prevent global warming from going beyond the 2 degrees Celsius that scientists say would prevent the most harmful effects. So
right. It
all of that added up doesn't meet the goal. But President Obama says he's still optimistic because just having those targets will change the way power is generated globally. He says it will spur innovation and allow more ambitious goals to be put into place down the line.
Let me just be clear, though. Rather than try to get everybody in the world to follow the same rules, they're asking everybody to volunteer up whatever they can voluntarily do. In the case of the United States, what Obama can promise is doing things that don't have to pass the United States Congress, since Congress doesn't agree with them. So what makes the president able to say the U.S. can keep its commitments, given that he's not going to be in office that much longer?
And the president was definitely asked that in the press conference. And we should say that what the U.S. is doing is all through regulations, all through EPA regulations to try to change the way power is generated. And what the president said is that all of the Republican candidates would reverse what he wants to do. One, he thinks that a Democrat will be president after him.
Okay.
Sure, he can think that. And then the other thing that he said, though, is he feels like there will be pressure from all of these other countries who have made these commitments. And he thinks from changing U.S. public opinion. And he says that being president is very different from running for president.
Now, what did the president say on another topic? He was in Paris, which was attacked a few weeks ago. What did he say about ISIS?
He has had discussions while in Paris with the presidents of Russia and Turkey, who are both involved in Syria, in fighting ISIS and also kind of fighting each other lately.
Mm-hmm.
He said that he did not expect a 180-degree turn from Russia's president, that as long as President Putin is focused on propping up the Assad regime, that it will be that Russia will not be focused on ISIS in a way that is productive. The president did say, though, that although he thinks this is a serious and long-term fight, he thinks ultimately the U.S. and its allies will be victorious in this.
What else came up?
Gun control. The Planned Parenthood shooting in Colorado Springs, the president was asked about this. He acknowledged that once again, he's saying many of the same things he said after other past mass shootings. But then he turned to terrorism and he said, we focus all of these resources and all of this energy on fighting terrorism and fighting ISIS. And yet in the United States, he says there are gun policies and that are essentially allowing more homicides, gun homicides, than should be allowed.
Tamara, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith.